Attorneys for the Forest Service say in court arguments filed this week that the decision by the Alta ski area to promote a snowboarder-free experience to lure skiers is, in fact, a rational finding that violates no constitutional rights. The Forest Service brief comes a week after Alta lawyers argued that the lawsuit degrades the U.S. Constitution and should be thrown out. In their rebuttal, filed late last week, Alta ski area lawyers say snowboarder citation of the 14th Amendment can't be applied to the issue at hand. Attorneys say an amendment that protected former slaves should not be used to shelter a group that participates in a particular winter sport. The legal brief says skiers find Alta more peaceful, safe, and enjoyable because they don't have to worry about being hit by snowboarders who have a blind spot because of their sideways stance. Four snowboarders who filed the lawsuit in federal court in January argue differently. One of the four is Park City resident and founder of Skull Candy, Rick Alden. Other plaintiffs include pro snowboarder Bjorn Lenz, Richard Varg, and Drew Hicken, who is the president of the nonprofit advocacy group called Wasatch Equality. They claim the resort's permit states that the public lands, quote, shall remain open to the public for all lawful purpose, and that Alta Resort and the U.S. Forest Service is discriminating against a portion of the public. In fact, 40% of the public, at least at all other resorts in the country, with the exception of Deer Valley and Mad River Glen, Vermont, where snowboarding is also banned. They're claiming discrimination on national forest lands that make up the majority of the Alta ski area terrain in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Attorneys for the snowboarders say both filings, one by the U.S. Forest Service this week and last week's filing by Alta Resort, mischaracterize the complaint, confuse applicable law, and avoid the key issues. However, in Alta's defense, each winter, the ski resort is obligated to file a site operation plan with the Forest Service, which has ultimately been approved as a special use permit, giving Alta the right to exclude any type of skiing device they deem creates an unnecessary risk to other skiers, or any device they deem causes undue damages to the quality of the snow or is not consistent with the business management decisions. Both the Forest Service and Alta Ski Resort have now requested that U.S. District Court Judge D. Benson throw out the suit. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.